For folks who don't know or who might have just moved to North Carolina, can you give us the backstory on Cheerwine?
Sure. Yes, yeah, so Cheerwine is a soft drink. It has a kind of a one of a kind, unique cherry taste, and it was started back in 1917 in Salisbury, North Carolina, actually by my great great grandfather, L.D. Peeler. So Cheerwine is still a family run business. We employ hundreds of people across the Carolinas, and what makes us unique is we are still independent, and our taste also sets us apart.
Talking about Salisbury, how much does the town lean in and embrace Cheerwine and its history really as its own?
Yeah, we're really proud to still be based in our hometown of Salisbury. If you visit downtown, you'll see our original building. There's murals of Cheerwine on some of the buildings. A lot of the downtown shops get into the theme of Cheerwine. And then specifically for the Cheerwine Festival, everything downtown turns into Cheerwine. So it's really fun to be able to host this festival in our hometown.
What's the inspiration behind the festival?
Yeah, we started the festival in 2017 to celebrate Cheerwine's 100th anniversary. And we've received such good feedback that we decided to actually make it an annual event. So we teamed up with the city of Salisbury, and now we co-host this together. And so the festival continues to grow each year. Last year, we actually welcomed over 100,000 people. And it's been a great way for us to also give back to our hometown. You know, with the large influx of people coming in, the Cheerwine Festival is a great way to boost the city of Salisbury's economy. It's also a really big day for a lot of our downtown businesses.
Can you give us an idea of some of the stuff that's offered at the festival, whether it be by Cheerwine or some of these other businesses?
Yes. So the festival is a free event. It's a fun experience for the whole family. And so at the festival, we'll have live music. There'll be arts and crafts vendors, many making Cheerwine merchandise, family-friendly activities in our fun zone. We'll have a Cheerwine history exhibit at the Rowan Museum, a Taste of the Carolina sampling area brought to you by Food Lion, where vendors will be offering free samples from our favorites, such as Kakalaki or Cookout. And then my personal favorite is all the Cheerwine-inspired food and drink that you can find at the festival. We'll have over 50 food vendors, and so you'll find everything from Cheerwine barbecue, ribs, tacos, Cheerwine ice cream, Cheerwine kettle corn, donuts, you name it, our vendors have put Cheerwine in it. And then we'll also have a beer garden featuring 10 breweries, many of them also making Cheerwine-infused beer.
So basically, Cheerwine is in everything we do in North Carolina, is what you're saying.
That's right. Yes. And the festival is a great way to see the creativity of a lot of these vendors. Cheerwine's always been a great ingredient in food, and so it's fun to see it come to life in all these different products.
Over 100 years, think back on the 100 years of Cheerwine, and can you just imagine, you know, what it was like 100 years ago, and now that if folks could fast forward to see what it's like, and what Cheerwine is used for now, it's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's fun to look back at our original pictures. I mean, we'd put Cheerwine on the train, and looking at all the old trucks and just where it's come today is pretty amazing.
Give us a sense, if you could, Joy, like where the festival is at, the details, all the things that folks need to know.
Absolutely. So the festival is taking place in downtown Salisbury on Main Street from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you can find all the details on our website. So in the coming week, we'll be announcing our musical lineup, festival maps, information about a shuttle service we provide, parking, all the other details. You can visit cheerwine.com. as well as check out Cheerwine's social media. We'll be making a lot of updates over the next couple weeks about who's coming and all the fun Cheerwine things you can find.
What's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Yeah, just that we appreciate everyone coming out to celebrate Cheerwine. It's a great way to also celebrate Carolina. Many of our vendors are from North and South Carolina, and it's just a great way to celebrate our community. Another thing I want to mention, we are hosting a t-shirt design contest where we invited high school students to design this year's festival t-shirt, and we are opening up to the public to vote on their favorite design. So that's another thing you can find at cheerwine.com if you want to vote for this year's festival t-shirt.
That is so great. And folks who are just moving to North Carolina, you got to check out the Cheerwine because it's the greatest thing ever.
Absolutely.
Joy Harbert, the Vice President of Marketing for Cheerwine. Joy, thanks so much for the time today. Really appreciate it, and all the best with the festival coming up. We hope to see you out there.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.